From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. A renewable energy company has turned to former Governor Jay Nixon in an attempt to revive its $2.3 billion project. The project is to build one of the nation's longest power lines across a large portion of the Midwest. Nixon, now working as a private attorney after recently finishing 30 years in public office, is to argue tomorrow to the Missouri Supreme Court that utility regulators he appointed wrongly rejected the power line while relying on an incorrect court ruling written by a judge whom Nixon also appointed. Should Nixon prevail in court, it could help clear a path for Clean Line Energy Partners to build a 780-mile high-voltage transmission line. The power line, known as the Grain Belt Express, has come to symbolize one of the largest challenges for renewable energy developers in the U.S. When Nixon steps into the Missouri Supreme Court, he said it will mark his first arguments there in more than 15 years. Two of Missouri's seven Supreme Court judges were appointed by Nixon, including one who had previously worked for him in both the governor's and attorney general's offices. But Nixon said he expects no favoritism and sees no potential conflict of interest. The Missouri House is advancing a bill to protect private businesses from lawsuits if they give preference to veterans in hiring or promotion. The measure would shield businesses that favor veterans, and spouses of veterans who have died. The bill is one of Republican Governor Eric Greitens' priorities for the 2018 legislative session. The governor is a former Navy SEAL officer who has pledged to help veterans and military members during his time in office. The bill needs final approval in the House to move to the Senate. Missouri lawmakers had a busy first week back following their annual spring break. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
Aside from passing a near $28 billion state budget, the House gave first-round approval to a bill that would establish 50-50 child custody arrangements, known as equal parenting, as preferred state policy in most cases. The Senate passed a bill that shrinks the annual cap on historic preservation tax credits to $90 million, down from the current $140 million. The bill's sponsor, GOP Senator Dan Hageman of Andrew County, says reducing the cap will help the state fund other needs.
Such as, you know, higher education, elementary, secondary education, or more importantly in my mind, you know, our folks in nursing homes.
The Senate is expected to resume debate on a bill being blocked by Democrats that would require food stamp recipients to work. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri House is advancing a bill aimed at fighting the opioid crisis with drug take-back programs and limits on prescriptions. The proposal would limit initial painkiller prescriptions to 7-day supplies for acute pain. Cancer and hospice patients would be exempt, and doctors could write longer prescriptions if they deem it necessary. The measure also would allow for drug take-back programs in the state. Currently, local pharmacies are barred from taking prescriptions that they did not dispense. If made law, the measure would allow for drop-off boxes for unused prescriptions at pharmacies approved by the Drug Enforcement Agency. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.